episode 1093, I Am Awake.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and I hope you are ready for just some relaxation, some restoration, some rejuvenation for your spirit. We're talking about I Am Awake, are you? Well, get those eyelids open and your ears ready because, it's going to be a heart-pounding one. You'll want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this is your year. Can you believe it? It's 7 days into the new year. You made it a whole week. Now, what are you waiting for? Shout with me, I am awake. I am awake with love. I am awake with intention. I am awake with joy. I am awake. And when you're awake, you are taking action. You're alive. And our actions have consequences, good or bad. This is the start of your new year, a new chapter in your life. You have an opportunity to write your story, to create your now. With us being 7 days into the new year, are you already tired? Are you feeling kind of already bogged down your schedule? You're like, oh, I just wish I had a vacation time already. Spring break is way too far off. Maybe you're already falling into old habits. Yeah, you tried to kick off that new year with, ooh, let's exercise every single day or at least 3 days a week. And you're already going, I don't even want to do my third day this week. Maybe you lost the discipline to forge ahead. Hard to push through. You're trying to do everything on your own. I know for me, I am so tired. I'm living amongst boxes, lots of boxes. For those of you who don't know, I'm in the midst of moving. Oh yes, in 10 days, actually I think less now than 10 days, we'll have movers knocking at my front door saying, can I come in? We're here to pack you up and move you down south. Now, yes, that sounds exciting. We're freezing up here. We're in the negatives. And I'm going to go down there and I'm going to be way more in the positives, hopefully with some more sunshine. But between now and then, I got a lot of mess to pack up. And I got to tell you, I'm feeling tired. And I'm not sure even where I put my basic essentials that I use every day. I walk around going, oh my gosh, okay, did I pack that? Oh wait, but I need this. I'm making piles upon piles so I don't forget something. I'm trying to organize for the new house, making sure that I leave the things for this house behind. Once again, I'm trying to control everything. Are you doing the same in your life? Trying to control everything? I know for me, there's no way I'm gonna make it through this move without God. No way. I can't do it of my own strength. There are times that I just have to sit down, whether it's on a little stool in the kitchen, whether it's on a bench at the end of my bed, or even in my bed. Okay, the covers aren't pulled down. But I'm on top of the bedspread, sitting there going, I don't know if I can take another step. I don't know if I have what it takes to get me through less than 2 weeks of where I need to go. We want what only God can give us, yet we are striving to control daily. We're mentally challenged. We're physically challenged. We're emotionally challenged. We're spiritually challenged, financially challenged. We are just plain plumb challenged. When are you going to accept that God's got you? Are you awake? Are you there? Well, here on Sweet Spirit Sunday, you know it's a time of reflection, a time to dig deeper. It's really a thought process where we can turn inward on ourselves, not worry about everybody else, how what we're doing affects those, but how really where our heart and mind is connected. Where's our spirit? Is it lost? Have we kind of left God out of our weekly equation? I know. I have been there. Sometimes weeks upon weeks upon weeks. And I'm like, gosh, when was the last time I even said good morning to him? He's got to feel really bad. I know he misses my conversations. I know he does. Yes, he has to take care of all these other billion of people around the world, but he also wants and needs to take care of me. See, he wants the same for you. He created you. He loves you. So where are you today? Actions have consequences. I want to give you a few questions here to think about. You don't have to answer them, or you can in your mind, or you may actually want to get some paper and write them down. If you journal, I would encourage you to go back to this section and replay it. And if you're like, oh, I don't know that I'll get there. Guess what? All this information is in the show notes. So you can look in the show notes. You can go to createyournow.com. Click on podcast. Come right on over to episode 1093. Can you believe it? We are a week away from hitting 1,100 episodes, the numbered ones. We're way over that. God is good. But we also have to remember kind of what we're doing in our own lives. So think about these questions. Number one, what road are your actions going to take you on? Number two, where will your actions lead you? Where are you headed? Is it where you really want to go? Are you even going to go anywhere? Maybe you're just going to be running circles. We do that a lot. We set these high aspirations for our New Year's and we come up with resolutions and, oh, I'm going to change this and I'm going to conquer the world. We feel like Superwoman or Wonder Woman, whatever title you want to give yourself, Superman even. Where will your actions lead you? Number three, how will your actions change your life? Is it going to spring you forth to something more positive? Something that will actually change the world? That live, love, and impact is there for a reason. God is calling us to do exactly that, to live, to love, and to impact. And that impact is greatly affected by our relationship with Him. And number four, when will your actions connect your heart and your mind? A lot of us could stop right there. Because if we're trying to control everything, usually we're over strategic. We like to plan too much. I've got a great girlfriend. I got to tell you, she drives me crazy. I love her to death. But the problem is she gets stuck in the planning. And she's not one to go take action. She's taking action in the planning portion. But she doesn't move forward in anything. She thinks she is, but she's just really spinning in circles. Her impact could be so much greater if she was willing to let go of control. And as a woman, that is one of the hardest things to do. Why? Because we control everything. We control dinner. We control the laundry. We control the shopping in the household. Whether it's groceries or buying sheets or a new blanket, furniture. We have a lot of control. And so when it comes to our relationship with God, our Creator, we think we got it all figured out. I don't need to go to church. I don't need to be fellowshipping with others. I don't need that constant growth. I got it done maybe 20 years ago. Yeah, hasn't, faltered me too bad. I'm doing all right. When will your actions connect your heart and your head? Sometimes we're just a little too much of an overachiever. When you have God living life with you, your life will be changed forever. That's the impact. That's what God wants to do in your life. God's saying right now, here I am. I am awake. I stand at the door and knock. And if you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. I am awake. God is not shutting you out. But are you shutting God out? Are you shutting him out because you're trying to control the situations because you're being overly strategic? Are you caught up in whatever else is out there, all these buzzwords, and you're not really looking at how you are intentionally living your life? Are you trying to do and be everything to everybody? The crazy thing is I lived that life for years. It wasn't a bad life. I did a lot of really cool, awesome things. But there was a time in my life that God says, Christiane, I have so much more for you. But you have got to let go of your control. Stop shutting me out. And I didn't think I was shutting him out. In fact, everything I was doing was for his glory. Everything. What I did with my family, what I did at church, what I did in the community, what I did just by myself. I tried to be that good in the box woman, wife, mother, leader, entrepreneur. This is the start to your new year. Are you shutting God out? Maybe you've shut him out a little bit. Maybe you don't know how much you've shut him out. But today, it's your 911 day. You know those boxes that they have? Sometimes they're, you know, more like a rectangle where you can put a fire extinguisher in. Sometimes it's just a little square box. And it says, in case of an emergency, break the glass. And I remember growing up, they may have changed them now. I guess I don't always pay attention to them. I usually know where exits are. And I do see where some of the emergency equipment is, but I don't pay attention to absolutely everything. But I remember once when I was growing up, I remember seeing, because I couldn't reach it, it had a little hammer attached to it. It was so cute. And of course, I wanted to run up to it because what did I think it was? A toy? I wanted to play with it, take it off the wall and look at it. I mean, it's just this little thing. And that little thing was to break the glass so it would sound the alarm. Today is your 911 day. It's time to break the glass. Tap into God, his love, his grace, his strength, his majesty, his mercy, his hope. Don't do your life alone. Don't keep trying to control everything. Actions have consequences. Let go of your pride and your ego that's ruling your day. Stop getting in the way. Jesus is standing at the door shouting, I am awake. Are you shouting back? I am awake. This is your life. Who is going to fill you up this year? How are you going to impact the world? God's tugging on your heart. Are you ready to shout back, I am awake? Let's do it together. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a fabulous week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.